Student fraternities marching on Vienna's Heldenplatz. It's a ceremony to remember war heroes. Their leader speaks on the spot where Adolf Hitler addressed adoring masses in 1938 after Austria's annexation by Nazi Germany. He tells the crowd the military defeat of the German army brought peace for the Allies, but brought hell to millions of Germans and years of military occupation for our beloved homeland. Many Austrian Burschenschaften believe Austria should be part of a greater Germany, and they're often accused of spreading anti-Semitism. Last month, a songbook used by a fraternity known as Burschenschaft Germania was revealed to contain blatant anti-Semitic lyrics. One song had the line, "Step on the gas, you old Germans, let's make it 7 million," a clear reference to the Holocaust in which 6 million Jews were murdered.
Nazis! Nazis!
Nazis out is the chant from a student-led demonstration opposing the Burschenschaften outside the University of Vienna. The grand building on the Ringstrasse is a flashpoint for clashes between right-wing fraternities and other students. Judith Goetz, a political scientist at the university, says the songbook scandal is a particularly blatant example of Burschenschaft anti-Semitism.
I've never seen a text like in that songbook. So it was also surprising to me because I know Burschenschaft anti-Semitism within these fraternities, and I know that they nowadays found new forms of expressing anti-Semitism. It's not so open and not so clearly anymore.
Austria has laws banning neo-Nazi activities, and state prosecutors are investigating whether the fraternity with the anti-Semitic songbook is in breach of them. And there are calls for a commission of experts to report on Austria's extreme right. Historian Dieter Anton Binder has written extensively on the student fraternities.
Dieses retardierende Verhalten, dieses rückwärtsgewandte Verhalten, das eben immer wieder zu Auffälligkeiten führt.
This regressive behavior that leads to these incidents over and over again can only be explained by a reactionary vision of history that comes to the fore when the year 1945 is discussed. Was that a defeat or a liberation from National Socialism? And here some real clear analysis must be carried out.
Hier müssen ganz klare Analysen durchgeführt werden.
But others are fighting the extremism and sexism of the all-male Burschenschaften with satire. The young women of Burschenschaft Hysteria, uniformed, cap-wearing, beer-drinking. In public and online, they impersonate their male counterparts, faces raised in fervent chorus. Delivered deadpan, they demand a world matriarchy with men banished to the kitchen and to the raising of children. The song mocks the male fraternity's obsession with swords. "Our vaginas are made of steel," run the lyrics. Judith Goetz explains.
The Burschenschaft Hysteria exaggerates male traditions within the Burschenschaften, and so they demonstrate the absurdity of these organization forms. They also demonstrate the sexism within these fraternities.
Perhaps seen as absurd to outsiders and mocked by these young women, but of the 50 Freedom Party members of parliament in the current Austrian government, nearly half have been or are still members of the all-male fraternities.